You go get a tanning, boy.
Okay. Now, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you would say Bob did what a lot in 1 year?
He grew a lot in 1 year.
Okay, and then you would say to him if you saw him, you certainly have
grown big.
All right, now I don't know if you want to say this one or not. A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a what?
Well, he's an illegitimate, but he is usually called a bastard.
Was that word used much, Miss Virginia, when you were small?
Oh, I didn't know what it was. I mean, I had no idea the meaning of it.
You heard it, though.
I heard it,
uh-huh.
though.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it used in lots of times, and people didn't use it as slang.
No.
You know, I mean, it was just ordinary. Like, if you say, this is my grandchild, and then you would say, well, that child is a bastard, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a dirty word. I've heard it used lots of times. By older people, and they didn't know.
Nowadays, when you hear it, it seems more like that you're condemning it.
Uh-huh.
It's a running down of
uh-huh.
of the person.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot what?
She's a lot more loving to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother's son is called your what?
Nephew.
Now, a child that's lost its father and mother is called?
An orphan.
And a person appointed to look after an orphan is its what?
Guardian.
If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she's asked all who?
Her relatives.
That's who comes to a reunion, isn't it?
Yeah. I sure
okay. do. Yeah, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually
no kin.
Okay. Now, someone who comes into town and has no one has ever seen him before, he's a what?
He's a stranger.
Okay. Now, a common name for a girl beginning with M.
Mary.
Now, George Washington's wife.
She was Martha.
The one your mother looked like.
Yeah, the one my mother looked like. I pretended.
Okay. What's the nickname for Helen that begins with N?
Nellie.
And the nickname for a little boy named William, beginning with a B?
Billy.
Now, who wrote the first of the four Gospels?
Matthew.
And a woman who conducts school is a what?
She's a teacher.
What did they used to call them when you were small?
School teacher.
A school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let me see. One of the rivers in Charleston is named for a famous family. Let me see. Can you think of some of the rivers in Charleston that, do you know of any, or this, the name of a barrel maker, or the leather stocking novelist, or baseball's Hall of Fame in a town? Do you know what baseball's Hall of Fame is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me see. All right.
Maybe it's Coopertown.
Okay. All right, now, how would you address a woman by that name?